So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking from the Daniel Latto Group. So in this session, I just want to cover some stuff about website design, specifically what you need to do with your website to make it as effective as possible. And so basically, you've got like 5 seconds to do all of these next three things that I'm just about to go through. So let's run through that now for you. So number one, in the first 5 seconds, as soon as somebody lands on your website, you've got to answer, am I in the right place? So it's got to be really obvious for your website visitor to understand what it is that you do. Are they actually in the right place? Are they even on the right website? Think about how people are going to land on that website. It might be from a Google search, or it might be from some Facebook traffic, or they could have typed in your domain name, found a business card in their jacket and typed in your domain name. Do you remember the olden days when we used to meet in in public and network? But you've got to answer that specific question. Am I in the right place? Now, when they are confirmed, yes, I'm in the right place, I'm on the right website, the second question that you've got to answer is, can you help me? So, for example, let's say I want to do smoking cessation. I want to stop smoking and I land on somebody's website. First of all, am I on the right website where it's a website that helps people stop smoking? Yes, it is. Brilliant. I'm in the right place. So then the second part there is, can you actually help me? So if it's a big banner up saying we're fully booked, obviously you can't help me. But if there's a section that might have a book now and I can see appointments ready for me to book an appointment to stop smoking, I'm not a smoker by the way, but it's just an example, then it's obvious for me to know whether you can help me and how effectively. It's obvious you want me to book in an appointment of some kind. And then that leads us on to the next bit, which is, what do I do next? I'm on your website, it's a smoking cessation website, I know I'm in the right place. I know that you can help me. There's even testimonials on there that are proving that you can help me because you've done the same kind of work with other people before. But I don't know what to do next. And it should be really, really obvious. Do I pick up the phone and, you know, phone the phone number? Do I download some kind of free guide? Do I schedule an appointment? So when you go onto our website, please go and have a look at our website. It's really obvious what you should be doing next. Ideally, we want you to book in a phone call, schedule a phone call, so that we can actually qualify whether a website is actually ultimately what you need or whether it's something else. It might be social media content, or it might be search engine optimization, or it might be Facebook ads and so on. And then finally on this, the most important bit here, probably not the most important bit because the other three bits are fairly important, but a very important aspect here is the line that the person then has to cross. How easy is it for them to cross that line? And what I mean by that is, the next thing that you want them to do, is it spend £20,000 on a credit card? Because if it is, it's not happening, right? What's the next easy thing to do? And I see this mistake happening time after time after time. They're trying to either sell straight off the page, they're trying to sell off really fresh traffic. People don't know who you are. You've got no KLT, we call it, to know, like, and trust. You have not got, they don't know who you are. They don't like you. They don't trust you. They've only just met you. And yet you're trying to get them to spend £20,000 on whatever it happens to be. So it's about selling the next simple step. And so we liken this to going out on a date. You know, you meet someone on match.com. You go out on a date. The first thing you discuss on the date is probably not kids and marriage and all of that kind of thing. Like, maybe it is for some people, I don't know. But generally, if you go out and start discussing marriage and kids on the first date, you'll never see the other person again. The whole point of a first date is to get to a second date. And the whole point of a second date is to get to a third date. And the whole point of a third date is to get to a fourth date. And so on and so on and so on. And it's exactly the same with your website traffic. The whole point of getting them on your website is to get them to do the next simple step. That might be filling in a free guide, some download, some free training. It might be getting a £1 trial. That works very well. But if you're trying to get them to, you know, spend £300 on a thing, that's probably not going to work. okay? Unless they're pre-qualified already and you're actually sending them to a sales page, and that's a completely separate issue. That's not sending people to a website, that's sending people to a sales page. And so hopefully these little tips will help you. Let me know in the comments down below and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto, almost forgot my name then. The link to our website is down below as well. Come take a look at that and we'll speak to you on the next video. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.